I think things are shitty. Do an introduction.
Oh, okay, yes. Hey, guys. How's it going? Let me just turn this voice on real quick. Yeah. This is the radio voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I bet it sounds like a little kid saying it. I hate my voice so much.
I hate my voice, too.
Anyways, guys, welcome back to another episode of The New Hard Times with Chris Spring. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by one of my best friends right here. You guys know him. You guys love him. This guy, he's a good guy. He's a funny guy. And people like him. My voice cracked
for a little bit. Yeah, it was like I love you, man.
It's still that. It's still that hard. I still got part of that old school, like, don't tell another man he's cool.
Yeah,
deprogramming. I'm still got to go through, but
yeah,
like we've learned. I think you're the one who's kind of taught me, like, it's okay to tell your friends you love them. It's okay to tell your friends.
Yeah, I tell you I love you all the time.
Oh yeah, like I don't even look at it as like, oh, Marcus trying to flip. It's more like, like, hey, we're buddies. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's cool.
I care about you.
Yeah, which is cool. Which is, that's the way we should look at it.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely tell your friends more often, especially nowadays. Like, we need it nowadays, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, Marcus Dietz, everybody. Yes.
Hey, yes. Hi, how are you? I'm about to talk about some fucked up stuff.
We are on one right now. Before we even started, we were like, let's.
So we were talking about unemployment and the weird things that happen in Nevada and money and weird things, but I want to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Another thing that's involving money that's bothering me about something. And this might, like, this is a touchy subject.
It kind of is. Because
it's like a thing that, like, I don't know. It pissed me off when I found out about it. So, okay, you remember the October 1st shooting that happened a couple years ago here in Vegas?
Yes, of course. It was horrible.
Horrible event that happened during a country concert?
Yes.
On the Strip?
Yep.
A gunman shot into a crowd, killed quite a few people, injured quite a few people. It was a very terrible thing.
I knew a lot of people who at least knew someone who was there.
Yeah.
I knew one person.
I was driving home from LA with two other comics when we heard about it on the radio. We were about an hour away from Vegas when we heard about it. So it was a very, like, scary, terrible thing that happened.
Yeah. Here we all have family, friends.
Affected by it.
Yeah. Could have been there.
Yeah.
So, I remember I got a call, too, from somebody that was like, hey, are you all right?
Yeah, I had people messaging me, like, hey, you're not by the Strip right now, are you? And I was like, no.
That's what I got,
So, that event happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a GoFundMe made for the victims of the shooting.
I do remember that.
Do you remember hearing about that?
Yes, I do remember that.
So, they made, like, there was, like, 10 million, 12 million, between 10 and 12 million dollars
for the victims
was raised for the victims.
Oh shit.
Of the shooting.
Right.
And the person who made the GoFundMe is Steve Sisolak.
I did not know that.
So Steve Sisolak's name is the person who created the GoFundMe for the victims of the
October 1st, yeah.
So they made $10 to $12 million. I can't remember the exact amount. I probably could Google it right now and get the exact amount.
Right.
But there was a news article from the Review Journal where it stated, like, $47,000 was paid out to victims.
So that was all that was paid out?
Paid out to victims. 47 grand. Out of
10 million.
Let's call it 11 million.
Right.
$11 million raised for the victims.
And only 47,000 paid.
$47,000 paid.
Oh, fuck that.
To the victims. So you can look it up. Review Journal talks about how they raised X amount of dollars, and then X amount of dollars was paid to victims. There's quite a few victims out there that have reoccurring bills still from the injuries and such, and they're waiting for their checks.
Right.
And this was two years ago. Yeah. This is quite a bit of time. I mean, the $11 million has been there for quite a bit of time.
Right.
So, my, you know, I'm angry about, like, where did that money go?
Yeah.
First off.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So when we have situations like still being on lockdown as tight as we are.
Right.
And Steve Sisolak's like doing the 5 o'clock news interviews where he's, you know, like, hey, we shouldn't have live music and we shouldn't have live comedy and we shouldn't have these certain situations.
Things that just make people feel better in
exactly.
crazy fucking time.
You have like this terrible pandemic that's going on and people are looking for
escape
to like numb the pain from being stuck in your house and having to deal with shit and bills being piled up and
the not outside working world and just like, losing its shit.
So it's like, and then something like unemployment taking you know, like, do you saw that the thing where it was like $300 is going to be added from the government or whatever, and then each state can add $100 to the pandemic fund? Like, you saw that thing, right, where they put it to vote, where all the states get to decide if they want to participate. Oh, okay.
I thought I saw something about that.
Yeah. So Nevada was like one of the last states to apply for it. You know what I mean? There's there's so many different things that are going on money-wise with this state.
Where it's like, what's going on?
Where it's like frustrating because it's like, you have people that are going to be homeless.
Yeah.
You have people that are like,
on top of the homeless we already have.
We already have that we don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
That the state does not care about.
Yep.
So you have these situations where people can't pay rent, they can't pay their phone bill, or they can't pay this bill or whatever. They're waiting 2-3 months to get unemployment, and then, you know, the system is down on a Sunday, you know, where you can't apply to keep it going, and then you go back and you have to, you know, get a hold on your unemployment like I did. Because now they got to review it again, which nothing has changed.
Right. It's not like you added some shit.
Right, so I went 2.5 months before I got it in the first place.
Yeah, that was the thing, though, to me, that I found was weird. It's like, they already gave it to you at first.
I'm already in the system.
Yeah, you're already there.
I didn't change jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm still out of work at that job. Mm-hmm. Literally nothing has changed.
Yep.
Why is it taking another 2 months for them to just click the accept button?
Right. But they've already done that.
They've already done it. I'm already in the system.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's frustrating to see things not go like I feel they should.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand they're understaffed. DETR has got like 10 people to look at.
Well, that seems like a bad idea in the first place.
It's a bad system. It's a bad system.
Why would you... You know you're going to have issues. Why would you staff so
you know you're gonna have,
so low?
You know you're going to have 3 million people having unemployment.
How do they not see like a massive rush of people who are... Not just the people who are using it the wrong way or using it just to get extra shit, but the people who actually fucking need it.
Yeah, I understand
it's
like,
owed to.
I understand that there's people out there kind of like lying about their situation or, you know, I understand some people are using the system to their advantage.
Right.
But
you would think, in those situations where it's like, no, we've already cleared this person.
I'm already cleared.
Yeah. Like, why would we go over and do it again? That the hesitation is what would, drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah, so it's a little annoying. Nevada is not very good at money.
Yeah.
Money is something that Nevada is not great at. Our minimum wage is low compared to a lot of states.
Right.
our benefits when it comes to like food stamps and stuff
is not the greatest.
You know, unemployment's fucked up. There's just a lot of issues with money in this state. Like, I don't understand how casinos can be open.
Right.
And you have all these people in casinos. Mm-hmm. And there's no, like, big worry about COVID.
Right.
In Sunset Station.
Yep.
But Goldmine on Water Street, who has a capacity of maybe 100 people, can't be open. You know, it's just like...
You mean like the local bars?
Yeah, the smaller local, like COVID's more susceptible to smaller places.
Right,
like,
instead of these places that
have so many more people. And so much else going on. Hmm. Like, it's just, to me, it's a little... It makes me think that there's more at play than what we're being told.
I feel like, yeah. I mean... If there was a time before where people were like, hey, shady shit's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like, hey, they're pretty much making it obvious.
We
like,
know there's shady shit going on.
They've gotten to the point now where they just don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Because they tested us by putting us at house arrest for 6 months. And there was no, like, big revolt. Like, yeah, there's Black Lives Matter protests and stuff like that.
That was something different. But, that was
that's
unrelated,
something totally
like.
Different. But, like, when I talk to, like, gun nuts and I talk to people that are, like, Second Amendment rights and stuff like that, the first thing they talk about is their rights being stamped on.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't want their public... You know, but we've been 6 months at fucking house arrest where we can't, like...
Well, guns
human.
Were, like, the first
we can't
thing to
socialize.
Sell so quickly.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Toilet paper and guns.
Even like diehard people that are like liberals that I know,
mm-hmm.
were like, "Hey, where can I get a gun?"
People I would never expect.
They were diehard, like, "No, I don't need a gun. What do you need a gun for?"
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, everybody's like, "Let's get a gun."
Yeah.
But like, rights have been violated.
Never found one.
Oh, you need one?
You got one?
Okay. Yeah.
You know
that? Yeah.
I will talk.
Okay. But.
Just know that if I do get one,
yeah.
like, there's still a part of me who's, like, I don't know why. Like, for sure, I'm going to practice first.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to not know how to fucking handle one.
Yeah.
But when I do, I already know I'm going to be going, pew, pew. Like, even though you definitely won't hear me. Yeah, right. No. But I will still be going, pew, pew.
Yeah.
That's just, like, the little kid in me that... Yeah. wants to play.
So,
sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you when you're saying
just
for that.
Yeah, so it's just baffling to me. Like, they've already, the people in control have already, like, tested to see if they can get away with X amount of...
Right.
Taking away our freedoms. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, in my head, from all the people that I know that are like, the government's never gonna take my guns, they're never gonna, like, tell me what I can't do. Like, I expected a revolution.
Right.
Like, I expected there to be fires in the streets and, like, looting and, like, on a grand scale.
Right. Well, I mean, shit. I'm not trying to be like, knock on wood, hopefully it still will happen.
Right.
Like, I hope it doesn't happen. Right. But even I was like, you know, I'm a pretty
tame
person,
relaxed.
Where I will be like, nah, let's just chill out.
Yeah, let's think about
let's
this.
Let's think about this, guys. Where even now, I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me that the richest people, like, on Forbes and all this, made even more money during this time than even before COVID?
And we're poor in our house.
That seems weird.
Worrying about our
bills. That seems worrisome to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're just even richer now?
So thinking about those things, like, I thought there was going to be more of, like, a revolution. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I feel like...
And I see it happening if... If we do 6 more months of this,
or I don't know, like, if we'll be able to...
Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's... Something has to happen. Like, we have to open back up and, like, get people back at their jobs and, like, kind of, like, things be normal.
Or find something to the equivalent. Even if... What do you think about a... Because some people will say, like, what about
a
basic income...
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a basic income system where... people will right now until
things see that's how I out. Think they should have handled
what,
things.
But like they did it already pretty much.
What if they just like said, okay, this is what we're gonna do.
They already showed they could do it.
We're gonna give every single family $5,000. Mm-hmm. We're gonna give you a bunch of supplies so you don't have to leave your house.
Right, and we're gonna stamp this shit out.
Right.
Stay
and,
home
and
for
everybody's gonna stay home yeah. for 30 days.
Right.
We're all gonna quarantine.
Yep.
We're gonna get this out of our fucking system.
Yep.
And those, that's it.
Yep. I think
yeah. I would be totally fine if that's how we spent March.
Right. Oh yeah, we would have been out of it.
We'd have been done.
We'd have been done. We would have fucking closed like, our borders and been like, sorry, nobody else is coming.
I'd have been
in.
Like, cool, give me my X amount of dollars, even if it was just like $2,000. If right. it was the stimulus check.
Right.
If that's what the stimulus check was, yeah. where it's like rent's gonna be suspended, your phone bill's gonna be suspended, there's
right.
gonna be no bills.
Fuck it for a month.
But you stay in your fucking house.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't lose your house.
You do the 30 days. Yep. You just stay home with your family.
Yep.
We get through this shit.
Free Netflix.
Right.
Free
and other
Disney
countries
Plus.
Did stuff like that. Like yeah. Finland and these other countries
now.
Like handled it. Everybody was mm-hmm. like, well, stay home. You're going to make the money. You're going to make yeah. it work.
And before I start hearing these fucking people, oh, you just want to give people free money.
No.
Hold on, we already show we could do it. How?
Right.
Where? Why don't you say this when
they
give it to like
do it.
Corporations? Like,
oh yeah,
where's your anger
bailouts.
Then?
Yeah,
yeah, because that's all that's socialism.
Walmart got a $1 billion bailout.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos is richer now than he was when this shit started.
Right, and that should not be the case.
Right, you're telling me. Oh, fucking Marcus not being able to get his fucking unemployment
yeah.
is the reason fucking...
Yeah.
We're
going to shit?
Yeah, like,
we're
come on,
shit
fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh,
just,
sorry.
That's just, not the, that's just not realistic.
This is a passionate podcast.
It is. We like...
Also, we're talking out of our ass. We don't... This is just
I'm
us.
I'm not talking out of my ass.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't mean like... I mean like... We're saying what we feel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like,
it's just,
we don't know all everything.
This ain't scripted.
Yeah, this ain't scripted. We're just,
right.
you know, we're
but
just
it's
talking.
It's just like, it bums me out, dude, because, like.
Well, definitely.
Oh, I have friends. I have a buddy who I've been friends with for 10 years on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
When he came here, he lives in Wales, South Wales.
Oh, shit.
And he came here to Vegas and he watched me do comedy one time.
Uh-huh.
And he said I was the funniest person at Rebar.
Holy shit.
And, he had a good time, but I'd known him for 10 years on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And he messages me, and he's like, bro, your country's a fucking joke. Like,
he's like, what's going on?
Yeah, like the other
I've
countries,
heard that shit
like
too.
Everywhere else is just like,
like,
why
damn,
can't...
Still dealing, you guys
why,
still dealing with COVID?
Why can't America get its shit together?
Yeah. It's too much fucking... Which is funny, we're the United States, and this is probably the most we have not been united.
Right.
You know.
And I think that's how they like it.
Shit, they're richer than they have ever been.
I think that's how they like it. If I'm being completely honest, I think whoever, like, you know, I hate to say it like this. I hate to say that there's somebody pulling the strings. But I think somebody who has enough control to, like, make things happen.
It's a little conspiracy. I can see why you're like... hesitant
is happy that mm-hmm. us poor people are always fighting and always at
not worried about their fucking
right life. They're
yeah.
like, we can do our own shit
yep.
where we're making our millions and
yep.
billions while these idiots fight over
right.
like color rights and trans issues and
yeah
and I mean
or wearing
not,
a mask
and I'm not saying those things aren't important because
no, right.
to me, like,
it's just boogers, I swear.
I'm one of those type of people where, like, do whatever you're going to do as long as you're not messing with somebody else.
Right. As long as you're not hurting anybody.
Like if I want to be a gay dude that, like, has marijuana plants and has an AK-47, if I'm not hurting anybody, then whose issue is it?
Right.
It's
why
nobody's
do you care?
Issue. Right.
right.
And I think as poor people, like, we're constantly... fighting over things that in the long scheme, in the big scheme of things, they shouldn't matter.
Right. Not as much as they do, unfortunately.
Right. Unfortunately, things yeah. are messed up and people are still affected by dumb laws and people are in prison for marijuana and there's a lot of messed up things that are going on in the world.
Right. Well, crooks are always the first ones to be like, check that out. There's a fire or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone
else
is like,
don't be distracted at that.
Yeah.
While I'm over here making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Breaking it in.
So it's just, I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it too, man.
I'm tired of being in quarantine. I'm tired of the constant fighting in-house, out-house.
Yeah, because you end up getting mad at people you never thought you were going to get mad at.
We were cool. There's
what
people,
happened?
Yeah, there's people that I, like, care about. Uh-huh. You know, I'm good friends with a lot of people on Facebook. Like, I genuinely care about people. And then I'll see them post something.
Like, it kind of hurts you a little
bit.
And
I'll just be like, dude, I thought you were better than that.
I didn't know.
Right, I didn't know.
No, I get it. You know? I've done that. We'll talk about it after this break.
Word.
No, I'm just kidding.
So there's just, like, things in my life that I just wish were different.
No, definitely. Definitely. So what's the first thing you're going to buy? I'm talking about besides paying your rent and all the stuff you have
things?
To do. Yeah, what's the first fun thing?
All right, so I'm going to pay my rent. I'm going to pay back some people that loan me money.
Okay, right. True,
and
true.
And then I think I'm going to buy a computer.
Okay.
So I can have a better setup than just my Wi-Fi phone.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
I'm probably going to get my iPhone out of the pawn shop. And then I'm going to buy $1,000 in Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for.
I knew that's what you were going for.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
I'm going to buy like $1,000.
Because I knew the answer.
Yeah, I'm going to buy like $1,000 of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And then I'm going to go on YouTube and Twitch. And I'm just going to be opening my Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Slowly.
And I'm just going to be looking at them. And I'm going to be like, $3? And then just like, I just invested $1,000 in these cards.
And it was not worth $1,000.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
And then Yu-Gi-Oh! That's like a...
It's still, to me, in my head, it's still way better than like gambling or like...
I would agree with that.
You know what I mean?
At least it's collectible.
It's collectible. It's an investment. It's going to apparently gain value.
Yeah, and it's kind of like more innocent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that guy I told you about that I watch.
Yeah.
Penguins.
That dude's funny.
He talks about how like it is kind of like gambling to him.
Yeah, where he's just waiting for that payoff.
He's just like waiting for that payoff.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm going to get the $500 card. But it like never comes.
Oh, jeez. That's like a rough one though. Mm-hmm.
So. I'm going to pay off a little bit of debt and then I'm going to get like, I want to get some more tattoos.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting ready to get a tattoo myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was at my mom's house the other day and, I was talking about tattoos and she's one of those people, she's Mormon.
Yeah.
So she thinks it's desecrating the temple.
Ah, gotcha.
The temple that is our body.
Right.
And I was like, Mom, I drink heavily and I smoke cigarettes. So I'm already kind of like...
Fucking this
temple up. Plus, I already have a couple of tattoos and stuff. And
I already got Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I got Baby Yoda. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's your next tattoo? And I was like, I want to get Joke Life on the knuckles.
That's pretty good. You should have told her, but you should have told her. I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah. I'm gonna get Joke Life on the knuckles.
Mm.
And she's like, first thing she goes is, "Oh my God, you're never gonna be able to get a real job."
Oh, mothers.
And I was like, "Oh, Mom, have you not been in Hot Topic lately?"
That is too funny. Whenever I see knuckle tattoos, I'm always like, oh man, do not fuck with that person.
Right.
I mean, not even that they're tough in a way that it's like to be able to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like a sensitive part of the body.
Yeah. And another one I want to get on the sternum.
What are you going to get there?
I want to get, so my grandfather was a cowboy.
Okay. Like a legit.
Yeah, he was a legit. Like he had a ranch, cattle. Yeah. Like he was a legit cowboy. And
in honor of him?
He died a couple years ago.
Okay, well.
But he
rest
was,
in peace.
He was a big fan of, he had revolvers.
Oh, dude, that's like my favorite.
So he had revolvers in our basement that he
type
of his
gun.
House. Uh-huh. He had like old school revolvers. So I want to get two revolvers making an X.
Okay, that's
sick. My sternum from my grandpa.
That's pretty sick. Okay, yeah. I like that feeling. Some
old school revolvers.
I feel that. Dude, if I could walk around in a gun holster...
All day, so... baby. Dude, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Just walk around the way I would... This is what I would love to walk around in. This is going to be weird as shit, guys.
This cowboy hat.
Listen, this cowboy hat is the first one. That United States
Postal Service shirt.
No, I will take this off. But I definitely have a cape on. I'll tell you that. All right? This is my dream. I told you it's going to get weird.
I hate you so much.
And I'm going to wear... Some booty shorts.
And a revolver on my hand.
A revolver with the old school fucking gun holster.
Yes.
The ones that dip, not the ones that are
the
all
the ones that have like the engraving.
Yep. Oh. Yep, yep, yep. And then... But I also want... The strap ones.
I where, like those. Yeah. The detective.
Yes, like the detective ones. Because that's what I'll probably wear, like a suit. Just because I want to be able to be like...
I love the whole, this is why I'm
buff. That's pretty much my childhood.
This is why I'm bummed I'm not wear. Skinny.
Okay.
If I was skinny...
I feel what you're saying right now, because I already know where you're going.
If I was skinny, I would dress like white collar.
Oh my god.
I would have those
suits. Dude, me too.
But then I'd have the two-gun holster.
In my fucking... It's everywhere.
If I was going to Walmart for some deodorant...
Dude, oh my god, I would go in a three-piece suit. Yeah.
I would go in a three-piece suit with two guns on the fucking...
Hold on.
And I would...
It's right next to my gun.
I would do that. Everywhere I went.
Dude,
Carl's Jr.?
You have no idea how much I feel this right now.
I'm leaving the house to go to Carl's Jr.? Yeah. I'm going strapped.
Dude, I was so bad for a while. Like, you know, you get bored sometimes in life, you know. Yeah. At work especially, I would get bored. And I was like, dude, what if I just make... Like those holsters, but not for guns. But what if I had one for like my wallet and one for like my phone?
Yeah,
dude, that'd be sick. I feel like it would sell.
So you go, you like open up your jacket, you go to grab it, and it's just your wallet.
That's just
like,
my wallet, or just my. Yeah. But then I thought, oh, maybe I might get shot that way.
Somebody's so maybe, gonna be like, what the fuck is this dude doing?
Yeah, what's he reaching for?
Yeah.
So I mean, there are a little bit of flaws with my ideas. Maybe I'll give you that.
I think the cape would be a little troublesome.
I think so too. Only because
people would be like,
"It'd be
what?
Too weird." But come on, who doesn't want to wear a cape?
You know what I want to get? I want to get the Ric Flair robe.
I could see that.
Like the bejeweled,
almost like a poncho, like
no, like not... a full blown bathrobe.
Like yeah, Ric but he Flair... had like a. It kind of draped around him.
Yeah.
Like, it went around the shoulders.
Yeah.
Where a cape won't always go around the shoulders.
Yeah, no, but I want, like... No, I want that, though. I don't want a cape. I want the Ric Flair,
but with
like,
the...
robe, bro. With the, like, the...
The tassels, or what is it?
Yeah, everything, dude. And it, like, drags on the floor a little bit. Like, oh, dude.
You just
pull
it so you can be like, woo!
I just want to walk in Walmart strutting and just be like, woo!
Some sunglasses.
Oh, dude, it would be so sick.
That would be sick.
And then okay, would you my do sunglasses?
Or would you do like the transition on your glasses?
Yeah, I would keep the transition glasses.
Because it's funny. Awkward to wear both.
It really is.
Yeah, because I wear
like have
glasses too.
Have like regular and then have the...
Yeah.
And just be like just switching.
Just switch, that's all. Yeah. No. Yeah, I get you. That's kind of an awkward way to go.
I'd kill it in a Ric Flair robe though.
Yeah. I feel like right now we could probably get away with it though.
There's some weird shit people are doing.
Yeah, people have seen enough weird shit where they would be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's just Steve.
Yeah. Oh, it's just Chris in his cape.
Yeah, it's just Marcus in his Ric Flair robe.
Yeah. Walking.
Don't mind him, he's harmless.
He comes in Walmart every Monday.
Yeah, this is his routine.
Yeah. Just point him to where the...
Yu-Gi-Oh cards
jerky
are.
And the Yu-Gi-Oh cards are. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Just tell him. Do we have the Yu-Gi-Oh cards in?
Do the new ones come in yet?
Marcus is here.
Yeah. Legendary edition.
Yeah.
This guy's great. He buys all of them. He literally buys all of them.
Yo, we're about to make bank today.
Dude, that'd be funny.
I want to be that kind of character.
if you were to do that, let's okay. When you do that, I'm not. I don't want to say if you were, when you do that, because okay. I know you're gonna do
I
that.
I will do that if I okay. get my if I get my unemployment soon.
You better get a fucking Ric Flair robe,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I'm gonna make you that holster.
Yes.
But that holster you're gonna have for your cards.
Yes.
And when someone goes like, "Hey, what's up, Marcus?" You literally, I want you to reach
bust
it.
Bust out two decks.
Yeah, yeah. But especially it's the decks that you don't give duel. A shit. Yeah. And then just fight random people
yes,
in the street and
be like,
I challenge you. Yeah, yeah.
I'll do a YouTube video where I do that.
Where
I'll
walk
in with the Ric Flair like strut.
Yeah,
I'll record it. And I'll point at somebody and yes. I'll just be like, it's time to duel.
It's time to duel. You gotta do that Yu-Gi-Oh voice.
Yes, yeah. Dude. I'm dude, that so would be down. Awesome. I'm gonna do that as a skit now.
I might get a cape for real.
No, you should do that where you go into Walmart, you have the holster with your deck.
And we just battle
and
each other.
And then we meet in, like, the vegetable aisle.
Like, yeah, give each other that look.
Yeah, like, we have, like, a showdown look. And then we meet up, and I go, it's time to duel! And you're just like...
Challenge accepted! Yes. Yeah.
And then we just sit in the middle of the aisle, and we
But we sit, like, Indian style, yes, like, our legs crossed.
Yeah,
and,
we
yeah.
just look all comfortable, and, like... dude, that would be...
That would be sick.
That would be the funniest skit.
People would be like, what the... What is yeah. going on right now?
Why are these two men?
Grown ass men.
One's dressed as Ric Flair, the other one's Cowboy Batman.
He's Cowboy Man for some reason. And they're battling Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh, that would be so fun, dude.
Oh, man. Oh, that I now I can't wait until that happens.
That actually sounds really fun.
That will make COVID feel like
we gotta do it.
It's
with
not
the mask.
That bad.
We gotta do it with the mask.
Oh yeah. Oh, I gotta get a special mask thing too. It's just Yu-Gi-Oh. It just mm-hmm. says Yu-Gi-Oh on it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We gotta do that though. Have you ever played Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've always wanted to.
Do you like Yu-Gi-Oh?
I did like the show. I did watch the show a lot.
Okay.
I didn't want to admit that now that I think about it because. By the time it came out, I was definitely an adult.
Oh, yeah, I was an adult, too.
I was definitely an adult. Anyways, no, it's good. It's a good show. It was interesting. I kind of liked it more than Pokemon, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know if that's controversial
well,
or not.
I grew up as a child with Pokemon.
Right, right.
That was definitely a part of my childhood.
And that's why you...
Love. Like, right. I have a love for Pokemon mm-hmm. because of that.
Right.
But I definitely was like an older teenager.
Right.
When Yu-Gi-Oh came out.
And I feel like that's who they were directed to.
And I was like right at that age yeah. where I was like, oh shit, this is cool. This is better than Pokemon because
right.
this is more my age
yep.
bracket. And then, like, I started collecting and I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, trading with my friends was fun.
Did you guys actually battle them?
Yeah. Because
you can, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I never actually did
so,
that
like,
part.
So, like, trading and stuff. Like, I was a Dark Magician kid. Like, everybody nice. Wanted the Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, 3,000 hit points
oh,
compared
shit.
To 2,500 for Dark Magician.
Okay.
But I liked Dark Magician because I was a Yugi fan. Like,
yeah.
People liked Yugi, and then people really liked Seto Kaiba.
Okay.
So they were like, I gotta get Blue Eyes, I gotta get 3 Blue Eyes, I gotta have that ultimate Blue Eyes, you
yeah.
know, that kind of thing. So that was a lot of kids' goals.
They just wanted to do moves they saw on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I was like, I really like Dark Magician, I like Dark Magician Girl, I like...
Yeah.
I like the, what's his name? Something School, somebody,
Something School, somebody else.
Yeah.
That was the name.
Yeah, but I liked like I liked all of Yugi's cards. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, that's what I like. So I was definitely into like Dark Magician. So I had like 5 Dark Magicians at one point, even though you can only use 3 in a duel. And I was just like I was like, yeah, that's tight. So yeah, I was really into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh was cool. I didn't mind Yu-Gi-Oh.
And then Dragon Ball Z was a big one, but like,
oh yeah, I feel like it got like a resurgence.
That was like the OG anime.
People love it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it might even be because of COVID, I don't know. People just got bored.
People
and
are
like,
just watching
it. Yeah, again. Like let me just go back and study the lore. hey, none of that on this podcast.
Sorry.
No, you're good, I'm kidding. you're allowed, it's...
But yeah, no, now that we were talking about it, mm-hmm. where's my pen? I want to I want to write out a plan for a Yu-Gi-Oh video.
Oh, here's a pencil.
There's a pencil. Okay, so
guys, while Marcus is doing that, why don't you guys take this opportunity to tell you guys to send us your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yes.
What do you guys like playing? What do you guys like doing? Hit us up on the podcast. You know?
Hit us up on Twitter.
At Polar Bear Deets and at Chris Spring Live.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have this discussion with you. Damn it.
Yeah, we'll talk Yu-Gi-Oh cards with you.
What do you want to talk? Gun holsters?
Dude, I'm just going to laugh so fucking hard.
The day that I do have it?
When we're in Walmart, we're in like the frozen section,
mm-hmm.
and you're standing there looking at like frozen pizzas.
Like, oh.
And then I come around the corner like Ric Flair'd.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting with your cowboy hat.
I just hear, woo!
And I'm like, woo, it's time to duel.
I don't know what that means.
Yes. It's going to be so funny because some kid's like going to be like, Yu-Gi-Oh, they're going to duel.
Mommy.
And I'm just going to like reach into the robe like I'm going to grab
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just going to pull it out.
Like,
it's time to duel.
Be
it's
like,
going to be so
fun. I got
fun.
You, partner. Throw back my cape.
Yeah, yes. Oh. Say when.
Say when.
That's going to be so fun.
I reckon it's going to be a party.
One of us ain't walking out of here. So, yeah, that's going to be super fun. That's definitely something that a lot of people are going to enjoy.
Oh, definitely.
They're going to be like, these fucking nerds.
Let's beat them up now.
Yeah, those posers.
Dude, that would be more funny if we got our asses beat.
Yeah,
we're trying to record.
Yeah,
some
we're
shit.
Trying to record some shit like that.
We're
like,
just being.
And then Walmart security like whoops our ass.
Yeah, like they just tackle us.
You guys are making a scene.
We're like, no, my hat. Give me back my cape.
Let me have my cape.
That's so mean.
Dude, hey, I got it. Hold on, before you go into what you're gonna say.
you know it's gonna be some bullshit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one of those play mats. You know what I'm talking about?
For that?
Kind of, like, but it's for any type of card games.
Gotcha.
But I got a sick roll-up playmat.
You should take a picture
that of my boy Justin gave me.
I want to see it.
It's dope. It's an Asian dude and an Asian woman, and he's giving her tattoo. He's, like, tattooing her back.
How'd you find this?
My boy Justin Cotter
uh-huh.
gave it to me because he's a big... He got me into Magic the Gathering, so he gave me two decks of Magic the Gathering cards.
Okay.
Before he left for Oklahoma. Recently, and we were hanging out, and he was teaching me this game. I gotta get the name of the game.
Yeah.
But there's a pirate themed card game.
Okay.
That's super fun.
That you gotta find out.
I gotta show you because I want to teach you how to play.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those, dude, it's like a really fun game. And it's like,
well, let's duel.
Let's duel. But before he left, he gave me this really sick mat. So we got to get you a mat.
Yeah.
And we can have that in one of the holsters.
Yeah.
And then when we sit down, because I don't want the cards to get all messed up, we can put our little mats down.
Yeah.
In the middle of the aisle.
Yes.
And then we can play our little Yu-Gi-Oh duel.
I think that's a great idea. I
think it's a sick idea.
I like the idea of a mat.
To protect the cards.
To protect the cards.
The heart of the cards.
The heart of the cards. That's how you win. The heart of the cards.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what
I was
you
like,
say?
I totally forgot. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, what was that bullshit I was going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If any of my friends on here knows how to make a cape, hit me up real quick.
Yes.
Don't ask me why. I'll tell you why when I talk to you. But obviously, I just kind of, yeah. If you know how to make capes, yeah, pretty much already told everybody.
So
basically, I'm begging for capes, ideas, and who can make one.
I'm sure.
Somebody's got to be able to make a cape.
I was going to say we could go to a Halloween store.
Well, here's the thing. I want it to be an original.
You want it to be a nice cape?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Because I know they sell.
It doesn't have to be.
I know they sell Ric Flair robes in Halloween stores.
See, that's pretty cool. That seems like it would be way easier to get.
Yeah.
Weirdly. Like, you would think you could just get a cape.
Even though it would be sick to get a custom Polar Bear Deets cape.
Robe? That
like
would be
Ric
sick.
Flair.
Maybe you still can do
Deets
it.
A Deets robe.
Yeah, just You probably have to just...
So I was reading Ric Flair's book, because I'm a big Ric Flair fan.
Right.
I have been for a really long time.
What's the book called?
It's called Nature Boy.
Okay.
It's an autobiography of Ric Flair.
Okay.
And he has a very interesting story. He was adopted as a kid. He was pretty much kidnapped, stolen away as a kid. Shit. He's got a really gnarly story, but he talks about how at the height of his wrestling career, he had probably 50 custom ropes, and each of them were worth $15,000 to $25,000.
Oh my God.
And he had probably 10 of them stolen out of his gear bag, or like his gear bag stolen while he's on the road or something.
Greedy ass people.
Yeah. So he invested like a lot of money.
So these were fancy robes then.
Dude, $15,000 robes.
Jeez.
Like he had a robe maker that he was paying regularly to like have new robes when he had championship matches.
He's like,
stuff.
Yeah, I need another robe.
He's like, I need a green one. You know what I mean? So, like...
I like how they all, like... I just picture someone with, like, a hanger full of, like, robes. And yes. They're like, oh, for what lady do you have this for? And yeah. They're like, no,
and then they all say Flair on the
back.
Yeah,
they all say Flair on the back.
Could you imagine
being... Big-ass dude.
Can you imagine being that kid? Because, like, one of them, he talks about, like, he knew it was a kid because, like, his friend distracted him. Was like, hey, let me get an autograph. And then the other kid went
just came by, like, I gotta get
this. Swooped it and ran. So, could you imagine being the kid this was probably the 70s.
Yeah.
So he's probably like 60 years old.
Just has it.
He's an old man. Like, now. In his closet, he has like a Ric Flair robe. And he's like, son, let me tell you the story behind this robe.
Let me show you something real quick.
Yeah, it's like when those old people get like Nazi paraphernalia.
Oh, shit.
You ever seen those?
Where it's no, like, I've never seen
like,
that.
You've never, okay, you don't know.
I've never even heard about
you
that.
Don't know a lot of like white people.
Not too many.
But like a big thing in like Vietnam era and like World War II enthusiasts and stuff is they will get like Nazi propaganda. They'll get it for Russia and Japan too.
Right.
But the like the big money making paraphernalia is Nazi stuff.
Like authentic shit.
Authentic like the knives.
That's scary as fuck.
The Nazi knives where it's like the knuckles and then it's a knife with like the swastika emblem.
I've seen those.
Yeah. Like those are a big ticket item. So it's like that guy who's like, hey, grandson, come here, you want to see something cool? And instead of, like, Nazi paraphernalia, it's like a Ric Flair robe.
He's scared for a second. Yeah,
he's like, what is Grandpa going to show me? Yeah. Is it Nazi paraphernalia? Like, no, it's not. Shit. It's a fucking, it's Ric Flair's robe.
Original
This robe. Is from 1974.
SummerSlam.
And me and your great uncle Steve, we were at a wrestling show. He distracted Ric Flair, and I stole this. Could you imagine? That'd be nuts.
I'd be so scared just leaving that place.
That's like all he has. Like he doesn't have much.
But he has.
He knows he's gonna die soon, and he's just like, when I die, this Ric Flair robe's going to you.
It's definitely in his will.
Yeah, it's in his will. It's like the top item.
Something tells me he would not give.
Like, everybody in the family is like trying to figure out who's going to get the Ric Flair robe.
He's like bury with me.
It's the one grandson that like likes wrestling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm leaving this for little Bobby.
I pictured a greedy old man.
A greedy old man. He's like, I want to be buried
in this shit.
Yeah, in Ric Flair's robe. And it's like an off green color
because that's a real fan.
Yeah,
he was
that's
like buried me in it.
He's like, I stole it because I loved him. Because those things, usually when people steal shit like that, it goes on eBay so fast.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or like anytime they get like somebody's autograph and somebody dies.
Right. But I feel like a kid.
Did you hear about Chadwick Boseman's action figures when he died?
No. What's going on with those?
People are putting them on for $600.
Motherfuckers, dude.
$900 on eBay for his action figure and stuff.
That sucks.
Yeah. Like the day of or the day after he died.
That's too
That's
too far.
Yeah, that's a bit much. I understand later, like, trying to... I get it. You gotta pay your bills. Well,
especially nowadays.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. Like, I understand circumstances. People have lost their
jobs, yeah.
I understand things.
Yeah.
But that's a little touchy.
That is. I feel like almost like you gotta donate some of it.
You got to.
At least to fight cancer. Yeah, like some shit.
I like to think that the person did it because they were like, oh, I'm gonna make a ton of money, and then they donate the whole thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That would be nice.
I like to think that there's good people out there that are doing it for that.
For the right reason.
But yeah. I know human beings, and I know how shitty they are.
Like, they're gonna buy fucking Yu Gi
Oh! They're gonna buy $1,000 worth of Yu Gi Oh! Cards.
To go to a Walmart.
And they're gonna be at Walmart being like, it's time to duel.
It's time to duel. Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. I said way too many times.
Too many times.
No, you know what? I feel like around the 45-minute mark is where it ended.
No, because it kicked it at 23 last time.
That's so weird. We got kicked off alive again,
we
guys.
Maybe it's because I'm not an affiliate.
Who knows? But we're still going strong in this podcast. I'll tell you what. Like this podcast, share, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. Hey, other words.
I need 31 more subscribers on Twitch. So.
Let's do that, guys.
Anybody wants to help me out with that?
Let's go subscribe to...
Polar Bear Deets on Twitch.
On Twitch, guys.
I need 31 more subscribers to be an affiliate.
And let's make that happen.
Accounts, Chris. Come on, you're my best
friend. I can do
like
three, and then I lose interest.
Yeah. I get it.
I can do 5 for you.
Okay.
Because you're the homie.
Thanks, buddy.
You see? The things I do for my friends. I make fake accounts. But, yeah, dude, I feel like... Where the hell did we start off in this? This was such a...
We talked about Sisalak.
Oh, that's right. We started off on that rant. Because we were like, this is some bullshit. There's some shady shit going on.
I'm just upset, dude, that like... Why does it take so long for unemployment?
Dude, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Like, I have people that are looking at me like, bro, I loaned you $200 Ooh, 6 months ago.
That's like the worst feeling, too.
It's
like,
so bad of a feeling, dude. Yeah, dude. It's like I'm trying. Like, you know I'm good for it. As soon as I get it, they're going to get their money back.
You got
back.
It, yeah.
But it's also like, dude, why is it taking so long?
Right.
I don't like the stresses of...
Freaking life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it, dude.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, I'm also 8 followers from 600 on Twitter.
You little bragger.
Killing it on Twitter.
Let's follow my boy there. And also, while you're there, I don't know, follow me.
Yes, Chris Bring Life.
Chris Bring Life. Thank you.
My most popular tweets are always like the dumbest ones.
Those are my favorite, too.
I said I'm going to make a shirt, so I made a screen cap one time. I was in a group on Facebook where I was talking to people. Were like, it's one of those, it's, okay. So, this is kind of a long story. I'm going to do it because there's 13 minutes left.
Yes, let's go.
But I'm in a group with this guy who created the group. I don't know how I got into the group, but I guess the owner of the group.
Was like, get this guy.
No, this owner of the group got in trouble a little while ago for starting Is Anyone Up? IsAnyoneUp.com was a revenge porn site.
What the hell?
Do you know what revenge porn is?
Yes, I do.
So revenge porn, if you don't know, is like if somebody sends you nudes and you're a piece of shit, you post it on the internet like a piece of shit would. Right?
Yeah.
So this guy got popular because he made Is Anyone Up, and then he went to prison for it.
That just sounds like some dirty shit already.
It is dirty shit.
Is anybody up?
So listen, he went to prison for it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, what should happen.
Right? He deserves it.
Thank you. So then he wrote a book.
Oh, while in prison or once he got out?
While he was in prison, he wrote a book. He didn't drop it until he was out of prison because you can't.
That's right, yeah.
So he writes a book in prison, and then a bunch of people like become this guy's fan. Like you think a lot of dudes would like this guy because that's a scummy thing, and dudes are scummy. But there's this group of women out there that are huge fans of this guy. First off, he's a very attractive guy.
Okay.
Very attractive guy. I forget his name. I'll figure it out in a minute. Very attractive guy, covered in tattoos. Went to prison. Came out, wrote a book.
Swole as fuck.
Yeah, he's got women, like, going after him. Mm. So he created a Facebook group where a lot of people would share nudes. And, like, it was a very adult group, and people would talk shit, they would troll, and it was just a fun place where adults would be like, here's my titties.
Let me be a piece of shit adult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so there was just, like, so that's how I got introduced to the group. Okay. Is a friend of mine was like, hey, you probably like titties. Here's a Facebook group.
Right.
So I got on this Facebook group, like, 2 years ago. Mm. And there's been iterations of the group, because Facebook has very strict rules. People get reported easily. There's drama in the group. Mm. So there's been like 7 iterations of the group. So anyway, short, long story short, I'm in the 6th iteration of the group. Okay?
6 generations strong.
Yeah, I'm like an OG member of this group.
Okay, I got it.
So we're 6 groups in. Somebody's talking about like, made a meme where it's like, the female orgasm is a myth. So all these women are like, yeah, right, da da da, you just never made a woman come.
Right, right, right.
So I posted.
Okay.
I posted in the group, I seriously have no idea where the clitoris is.
Okay, okay.
This is a screen cap where it was like this. Mm-hmm. It only has 4 reacts.
Okay.
In the group, it got like 200 reacts.
Oh, shit.
People are like, this is funny. So then every time any of my friends post on Facebook about the woman's orgasm or whatever, I always screen cap this comment and put it in that thing. So I've had like a friend, Ricky, who's in the same group, who I met through the group. We become friends.
Okay.
He'll post something about like something emo. Mm. And I'll just post in there, I seriously have no idea where the clitoris is. And I've had people, that I've had sex with,
right,
or like had sexual interactions with,
that you've made come,
that I've made come, laugh at this like it's the funniest fucking thing. So I joked around on Twitter,
okay,
about turning this into a t-shirt, putting this on a shirt where it says, I seriously have no idea where the clitoris is. You know how many likes on Twitter that has?
How many does
19.
Shut up.
It has 19 likes. Most of my posts have like 4.
Right.
Have like so 6 maybe. 5.
It went up by
5
like
5 in a comment.
500%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that screen cap where I'm like, I want to turn this into a shirt. 19 likes, bro. Like,
yes, I want that shirt. Wow.
Or like this. Damn it. I knew I should have learned a trade like being a butcher or an assassin. 10 likes. Like, why does that have...
I believe I like that one.
But, like, anything heartfelt or anything, like...
You're like,
kind of serious?
Yeah.
I thought the WWE guys already had unions and union reps and stuff. This is wild. 1 like. Hmm. Still no unemployment. Food stamps don't come until the 9th. God, if you hate me, my guy, just tell me. 2 likes. 2 likes.
Wait, why are people liking that?
Why are people liking that, first off?
Should be like, bro, you're right.
Depresh mode. I was making fun of depresh mode. Yeah. Depresh mode. 6 likes and 2 retweets.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's cool. Whatever. But I'm like, hey, I want to make a shirt out of not being able to make women come.
And everyone go butt ass.
Yeah, people
wild.
Are like, that's fucking lit. Yes. Where do we get it?
Okay, where can I sign up?
Yeah.
That's too funny, dude.
The internet's wild.
It is, because you have no idea
what's going to hit.
Yeah. And we out of nowhere, we're like, oh, shit.
Drink water, 4 likes and a retweet.
That's too funny.
Drink water. Like, what? Why?
So, that is funny, dude. I remember one time I this was back when At Midnight was going.
Okay.
And I did one At Midnight, and they retweeted one of my tweets. Mm. And just the way my phone was like, people were like, and I was like, what?
Why is this? Yeah.
But then it was like, I will never experience this again.
Ever again. Oh, did I had one of those.
Those are kind of crazy.
So there was a video of a lady where she's talking about something about a movie where a snail becomes a race car driver. It's like a cartoon. Have you ever heard? There's something like that, and she was making this joke.
Sounds like it would be.
She was explaining the whole video, and then her whole joke is at the end, they were like, S-car-go. Because it's a car, right. It's a snail. His number is 5.
Okay.
And so S-car-go was the end of the joke.
Yeah.
And under the tweet of the video, I was like, I hate it here. This woman just said S-car-go, and then I put a meme or a emoji of a snail.
Yeah.
That got 900 likes. Do you know how crazy my phone was going?
Dude, that's crazy, yeah.
My phone was like shaking, dude. My phone was like, why? Yeah.
Your phone was coming.
Yeah, my phone was having an orgasm.
You're like, I seriously don't know where
And then I was so upset. I was so upset because, like, that dumb comment
got
900 reactions.
Yeah.
But, like, deep and intimate thoughts and jokes get, like, 4.
Yeah, that's too funny.
I'm just like, oh.
Why are you guys liking my comment? Yeah. That's what you wanted, though.
Yeah, I wanted it, but I didn't think that was going to be the thing that went viral.
You should have went right under yours, under that.
Like, check out my comment.
Check out my other shit.
Yeah. Follow me, guys, please.
Please, come on. Let's go. Dude, that is so funny.
How many dicks do you got to draw to be cast in Superbad 2? 6 likes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, God.
Because there is a number. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Guys, I'm doing comedy tonight, but it's got a star next to the comedy, and the star is going to my parents' house to ask for money. 10 likes, 1 retweet.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Because that is comedy. You have to do comedy if you're going to get that money.
So, yeah. Twitter is wild.
Twitter is wild. Speaking of Twitter, why don't you guys follow us on Twitter? Yeah. That's Polar Bear Deets on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Spring Live on Twitter. We're a gaggle of Twitter tweets.
Mm-hmm. We just tweeting.
And you'll like them and retweet them.
So I get so upset like this.
Why? What happened? Your wife. Yeah.
So I did a cameo.
Hey, Steve, your wife, Karen, hired me to call you a cunt.
So I did that stupid video, right?
I like how the name was Karen.
Yeah. 52 views, 6 likes.
Ah, oh, see.
In our last episode of the podcast, I talk about waking up and wanting to do stuff.
Yeah.
And feeling good about it and being like, yeah, let's do it. And then I post it and then I instantly go, why did I post that?
Right.
And it's just so depressing.
Well, because you don't know how it's going to go, though. That's so depressing. See, that's the thing, though, bro. Like, you don't know how it's going to go already.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you might get that phone orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And the only thing is, it's hard to be like, this is going to do it. Yeah. That's why I don't know how people who have that kind of clout, why they do it like that. You know what I mean?
It's a screen cap from that one person that finds me really funny, and I told you about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Dude, I'm telling you, funny gets you places.
Hey, don't I know it. Keeps you alive.
Mm-hmm. We're almost done. 1 minute left. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? Keep visiting us, guys. Keep, subscribe if you haven't already. What are you waiting for? It's free.
Yeah, leave a Yelp
you
review.
You tight ass. Leave a Yelp review. Yeah, leave a Yelp review and also a iTunes, whatever, wherever you're listening on it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help us out. And share
it. Review, 5 stars. Share it. Tell people.
Tell people. Tell us that you shared it, and then we'll share your sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
We love you guys. We already plugged our handles.
Yes.
So there's no way they don't know what it is.
No, they should know by now.
But also find out who makes capes.
Hell yeah.
For reals. And Ric Flair robes. We're asking for friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we'll see you guys next week. I'm pretty sure we'll have more guests lined up. If you guys want to be a guest, hit me up, by the way.
I know a couple of our friends are.
Yeah, that'll be down. But we'll make it happen, Captain. Thank you guys again for joining us. We'll see you guys next week here on The New Hard Times with Chris Spring. Bye.
Bye.